Alleluia, Alleluia. Consecrate us in the truth. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them also into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, that they may also be consecrated in the truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a professor back in seminary who was Irish, and he used to tease the Germans in the house by saying that St. Boniface, whom we commemorate today, was not really martyred, but just got mugged. And it is true that the story of the martyrdom of St. Boniface is sort of accidental, which I think actually reveals something important about what it means to be a follower of Christ and what it means to suffer. It's possible to give witness by our lives and our deaths to the Lord Jesus, even when it's less explicit. It's possible in this way to be mugged rightly, to suffer well in the mugging, and so bring people to faith in Christ Jesus, even if the reason they mug you is because they think you have money and not because they hate you because you're a Christian. There's something of this going on with poor Paul, who has a growing sense of dread as he draws closer and closer to his own martyrdom. He's clearly giving sort of his last will and testament here to the church at Miletus. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, that is bishops, in which you tend the church of God, which he has acquired by his own blood. I know that after my departure, he knows that he's leaving and not just going on vacation. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth to draw disciples away after them. We oftentimes go through life with a sort of an intuition about what's next. Either that something really good is going to happen or something really bad. My sister had this kind of spidey sense going the last several weeks, and it was driving her nuts because nothing bad seemed to be happening. And then she discovered that my dad had had a little heart attack and forgot to tell us. I know some of you can relate to that with your own children, so this is a not-so-subtle poke. Talk to your kids. But it also shows, right, that Paul's experience here is not totally outside of our own. That we can have a growing sense, either of dread, which can make us want to withdraw, or of sort of delight or compulsion, we want to draw close. Paul's admonition here is that both are intended to draw us to the cross. Both are intended ultimately to perfect us in the life and death of the Lord. We simply have to use both dread and delight, sorrow and joy, very well. We have in these passages from St. John this week a kind of window into the prayer life of the Lord Jesus. What does Jesus pray for? He's God, after all. We should probably pay attention. I gave them your word, and the world hated them. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. Consecrate means to make holy. Make them holy in the truth. Your word is truth. Now that word is expressed in a very verbal way in the scripture itself. But that doesn't seem to be mostly what Jesus is talking about. Make them holy in the book of Ruth. Make them holy in Leviticus. That doesn't seem to make sense, right? The word of which he speaks, the word in the Gospel of St. John, is the Lord Jesus himself. Consecrate them in me. Bathe them in my precious blood. Give them my own spirit as the life and soul of the church. Give them grace to go out, even like Boniface, and suffer whatever sufferings they're made to endure, that they might grow in true holiness, and that they might consecrate others in the same truth.